Let's have a word of prayer before we begin. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. Lord, and again, just your guidance and direction. Lord, as we look into your word, Lord, we pray that your spirit would indeed speak to our hearts, to each of us individually, as we've always seen it, to meet each of our individual needs. It's amazing how one word can meet all of our individual needs. Lord, we would pray that our lives would honor you, glorify you. We pray for Pastor this morning over at the chapel. We pray for the services there, for power. Pray for safety as he travels between these two buildings. Pray for Kelly, who's not with us, with a fever. Lord, others, in Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 4, we'll start reading in verse, thank you, Terry. He saw me down that first one. John chapter 4, we'll start reading in verse 1. We'll read through verse 29. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away to the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Here's our memory verse. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? In our lessons, the Lord Jesus Christ is our supreme example of soul winning. If we are to be effective in the work of winning the lost to Christ, we must follow his example, as the Lord Jesus dealt with a woman at the well. We see, first of all, that he went out of his way to witness to the woman. The Lord went out of his way. Tracy said that he must needs go through Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. There was a need, and he knew it, and he took the gospel to her. There's a need for you and I to take the gospel. That need is that man is eternally lost and separated from God because of the sin which has broken that fellowship. There is a need for you and I to go. Jesus Christ says, I must needs go. There is a divine compulsion here. Let us follow his example and let us seek after the lost. Let us follow his example and seek after the lost. Secondly, he spoke with her about her soul even when he did not feel like it. The Bible says in verse 6 that Christ was weary. The Lord rose above his weariness and spoke to the woman. We must learn to rise above our feelings and do what is right. Read verse 6 with me. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore being wearied from his journey. Christ was wearied from his journey. And that would certainly might have us not to be the witnesses we ought to be. Other things that might make us not be the witnesses we ought to be is maybe we're not familiar with God's word. And if we were to say something to someone, you know, you get in there and you think, okay, what do I say next? What do I say next? God's word is here. And hopefully you're doing the memory verses, because that's where you're going to need them most of all. You're going to need them. We're going to need them here where the Lord can access them easily for others. We've got to have those there. We've got to have them in our hearts. If you're not using that program, I would like to encourage you to use it. It'll hide God's word there, and you'll have them. They'll be there. The Lord will be able to access them to the need of others. Next page in your notes. He was concerned about and for all people. Concerned about all people. This woman was not necessarily the type that most churches might want, but Christ sought her. If we desire Christ's likeness, we must stop considering who will fit and start asking, to whom are we responsible? We are to love all people. To love all people. To love the unlovely. To love those that you might even feel uncomfortable around. I work at Ford Motor Company. We work with a lot of people. I don't know how many unsaved people you are around in a day. Unfortunately, not only do we work with them, unfortunately, we have to know their lives and their sin problems and their alternative lifestyle. And we have to still love them. We have to still love them. You know, I'll stay away from those kind of people, thank you. We have to love them because God's word has the answer for what they're searching for. And we've got to take it to them. Do we ever sing this song in this church? Do you know, O Christian? You're a sermon in shoes. Do you know, O Christian? Mrs. Moore, you know it. Do you know, O Christian? You're a sermon in shoes. We've got to walk it. Other people have to see it. We have to talk it. They have to hear it. We have to teach it so they can understand. We have to preach it. We have to live it and give it. We're a sermon and choose. You might be the only Jesus Christ that they see. If they see you and I, will they see Jesus Christ? Will they? Do we come up short? Yeah. Do we get angry at times? Yeah. Should we? No. Do we confess our sin? Yes. Who do we confess it to? The scope of the transgression is the scope of the confession. The scope of the transgression is the scope of the confession. So there are inadequacies in our lives, but we've got to tell them. We've got to love them. We got to love them no matter who they are, and no matter what nonsense they may be. Because really, a lost man, even the plowing of the wicked is sin. So to a lost man, there's no more sin than any other sin, except for, of course, the rejection of Jesus Christ. I don't know why I'm so dry today. But we've got to go. We've got to tell them. We've got to love them. We've got to love them in spite of their sin, in spite of who they are. I'm sure there's some people at work that if I said, hey, so-and-so came to my church today, that would not be something that they would say was a good deal for me to encourage. But yet all man needs a Savior. Then he began the conversation casually. The Lord Jesus met this woman and began speaking to her about a very normal topic. He said in verse 7, there cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Give me to drink. Casual conversation is where he began it. Just, how's it going? Beautiful day. Then he turned it. He turned the conversation to spiritual matters. In verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Turn the conversation. Then he told her of his power to give eternal life. And of course, when we go, we are preaching of that power. We are preaching Christ. We preach Christ. We preach Christ crucified, risen, and coming again to meet their needs. Notice that Christ said in John 4:13 and 14, John 4:13 and 14, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Christ is our hope. He has the power to give eternal life. Then he led her to an awareness of her spiritual need. He led her to an awareness of her spiritual need. John 4. 16 through 18. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, come hither. And the woman saith unto, and the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. Folks need to understand that they're lost. They need to understand, mankind needs to understand that they have broken God's law, and that because they have broken God's law, they are apart from God, and therefore there is an eternity for them without Christ, and not in heaven, but in hell. Sometimes you and I are limited by our lack of believing how big our God is. Our lack of believing how big he is. Things come up and you know, we get afraid to put God right out there. Okay, this is it. This is it, God. It's all up to you. There's nothing I can do here. And of course, that's a good place for the Lord to work, because then, and he knows, and we know plainly what he can do. David Gibbs, many of you know him. I don't know if you know Mr. David Gibbs. Is that the same one? No, the senior. His mom one day walked into a city bus place. And I don't know if you've ever heard this story. And he said, and she sat down and said to the guy, I need to use some of your buses to take kids to Sunday school. And he said, what? She said, well, your buses don't run that much on Sunday. I'd like to use a couple of them to, you know. He said, lady, are you nuts? And I think she went out of there that day, and she told him, she said, listen, because he told her no, she said, God's not going to be happy with you. And she left out of there. And she went back. And by the time it was done, 30 years later, the owner of the place was saved and his family. All the bus drivers, because they would eventually drive the buses to bring the kids into church, and then she would say, you guys have to come in. And she got them saved and their families. And after 30 years and how many buses? 30 or 40 buses later. But she had a big God. She walked in there and asked that man, I'd like your buses to take kids to Sunday school. And the guy said, you're crazy, lady. She had a big God. My tendency is I don't let my God be that big. I always try to take care of everything. Work it out. I can work this out. We have a big God. I would assume you can look up that story and read it for yourself, probably on his website or wherever. But she had a big God. And hundreds of people were saved because she had a big God. We serve a big God. He saved us. He'll save those people at work. He refused to be sidetracked from his purpose. As the story continues in John, we see that there were many times that the Lord could have been sidetracked. However, he was so consumed with his purpose that he refused to be moved from it. He was seeking this woman's salvation. We need to stay on course when we're witnessing. Other people will step up at work. Other people will step up and it gets turned. We need to look to turn that right back. Take those opportunities and turn them. And we need to show people the Lord. The woman trusted him as her Savior and begin to win souls. Notice the great victory in John 4, 28 and 29. Christ revealed himself to the sinner and she believed on him. She left her water pot at the well and began to tell people in the city about the Lord. Our goal must be to see the lost saved, and then to see them telling others. If we're born again, you have within you the secret to soul winning. The master soul winner, the Lord Jesus Christ, lives in you. Christ will speak through us to make us soul winners. He desires us to be as we make us the soul winners we ought to be as we yield our lives to him. As we're going through our lesson, following Christ and fishing for men, our goal certainly is, by the time we're done through this book, that you and I will be a different people than we were when we started the book, and that the gospel message will be more plain in our hearts and more easy for us to proclaim to others. Through the memory verse and hiding God's word deep down in our hearts so that the Lord has access to it. When you stand on the plant floor, you can't hardly drag your Bible out. But the Lord can draw out of your heart. I say the plant floor, that's what I'm familiar with. Whatever your surroundings are, the Lord can draw his word out of your heart. You got to hide it there. You've got to memorize it. Work on your memory verses. Hide them deep in your heart. I look forward to the day when one of you stands up here at the beginning and says, you know, the Lord this week took those memory verses and I shared them with someone. And you just put them there and just see what the Lord might do with them there. But let's take the gospel that we know, that we love, that we enjoy, and let's take it to other people. Father in heaven, your word is powerful. You reached into our hearts and gave us light. Lord, might we be that light, shining Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Might we read your word daily. Might we commune with you daily. Might we take your word to the lost. Pray for the next service, again for pastor's safety as he travels. In Jesus' name, amen.